I suppose now you do not believe in corporeal transference?
No.
Nor in materialization?
No.
Nor in astral bodies?
No.
Nor in the reading of thought?
No.
Nor in hypnotism?
Yes, I said.
Charcot has proved that very well. He smiled as he went on.
Then you are satisfied as to it, yes?
And of course then you understand how it act and can follow the mind of the great Charcot, alas that he is no more, into the very soul of the patient that he influence.
No?
Then, friend John, am I to take it that you simply accept fact and are satisfied to let from premise to conclusion be a blank?
No?
Then tell me, for I am student of the brain, how you accept the hypnotism and reject the thought reading. Let me tell you, my friend, that there are things done today in electrical science which would have been deemed unholy by the very men who discovered electricity, who would themselves, not so long before, have been burned as wizards. There are always mysteries in life. Why was it that Methuselah lived 900 years and old Parr 169, and yet that poor Lucy, with 4 men's blood in her poor veins, could not live even one day? For had she lived one more day, we could have saved her. Do you know all the mystery of life and death? Do you know the altogether of comparative anatomy, and can say wherefore the qualities of brutes are in some men and not in others? Can you tell me why, when other spiders die small and soon, that one great spider lived for centuries in the tower of the old Spanish church and grew, till on descending he could drink the oil of all the church lamps? Can you tell me why in the Pampas, aye, and elsewhere, there are bats that come at night and open the veins of cattle and horses and suck dry their veins? How in some islands of the western seas there are bats which hang on the trees all day, and those who have seen them describe as like giant nuts or pods, and that when the sailors sleep on the deck, because that it is hot, flit down on them, and then in the morning are found dead men, white as even Miss Lucy was?
Good God, Professor, I said, starting up.
Do you mean to tell me that Lucy was bitten by such a bat, and that such a thing is here in London in the 19th century? He waved his hand for silence, and went on. Can you tell me why the tortoise lives more long than generations of men, why the elephant goes on and on till he have seen dynasties, and why the parrot never die only of bite of cat or dog or other complaint? Can you tell me why men live in all ages and places, that there are some few who live on always if they be permit, and that there are men and women who cannot die?